Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's say you're having dinner over at this. Well, all right. So we'll call him like a friend, but we'll see. You know, we'll see how that goes. But you're having dinner over at their house with their parents. And, you know, it's fine. They're like regular suburban parents, you know, whatever. But then all of a sudden, dad butters a piece of bread with like an insane amount of butter. And then takes an ear of corn and holds the bread like a baseball mitt and uses that to roll around the butter, the corn, like a sloppy HJ, and butters his corn that way. Now, at first, you're shocked and appalled, obviously, but part of you is intrigued by just the, you know, the device, the buttering device that you never thought of. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
My name is Patrick.
My name's Ryan.
My name's Colin.
My name is Kelly.
What do you do?
I mean, you just say like, hey, Mr.
No,
Stevens, that's tight. Because that's a cool invention.
Okay, so you're like pro the bread mitt.
Is he eating the bread?
I think he's going to eat the bread.
Every part of the buffalo, Ryan. You gotta.
No, that's disposable bread.
That's disposable bread.
He throws the bread away? Then I would be concerned.
No, if he threw the bread away, I would think he's wasteful.
Yeah, me too. No, because he's having a piece of buttered bread and some buttered corn.
It's so much butter.
That's too much butter.
And also the corn has corn juice.
Yes.
Because when you steam, because it's not raw corn.
So you're not suggesting that the bread has become cornbread.
Okay, interesting.
I'm saying the bread is now corn juice, but because here's the thing, I'm down. Get your butter on your corn. However, you got to do
it. It's tough.
So I grew up,
a knife is terrible.
No, it doesn't work.
Because it's flat and the corn is curved.
In the summertime in Illinois, it may be the same in Wisconsin, we had a separate stick of butter that was just for buttering corn. Everyone just rolled the...
We had like a little... it was like a plastic tube with like a thing on it, like a cap that you would take off. And then there was like a little divot in there that's like the shape of the cylinder. So you could like it's chapstick that you're putting on corn.
No, we didn't have that.
My family was a little bougier. We dreamed of a stick of butter that we could just rub our corn on. But we didn't have the guts to do that. What we had... we had a little corn dish that was curved on the bottom to hold your corn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if you over buttered the top and you just kind of subtly, while grandma rotated,
that's perfect.
You were getting all the dripping of the butter. You could then soak it back in.
Now, why did you have to hide this from grandma?
Because
grandma's a proper lady.
She's a real lady.
Because you don't do that. If you're proper, you don't do that.
You don't rub a stick of butter onto your corn. In you, improper company, is I guess what I'm saying. That would be a
oh, but it wasn't the rolling it in the dish that was
no, because uncouth? You're just that's what I'm saying. You're being cool about that. Really, you're using your fancy corn dish, and you gotcha. Also we also had corn, and I actually have them now. The
corn holders,
the holders,
yeah,
the
yeah
those are clutch.
Those are classic.
I think yeah, the best way to apply butter to corn on the cob is the old state fair method of like just dunking. Have a giant thing of butter that you just dunk. Yeah.
What is it called? It's all liquefied, like the clarified butter.
You just clarified butter and you dunk.
It's the shit.
It's so good.
Or you go hard at your house. You do street corn that. That was the best.
Yeah.
Where we would have it at our what's it called? Our club day. Mm-hmm. And there's this one club that would do they would or maybe they called it something else, but they would dunk it first in the clarified butter.
Yes.
And then they'd slather it in like I don't remember what. I think some, maybe cuz it wasn't full on elote. It was like something with like
it wasn't mayonnaise.
It wasn't full on mayonnaise. It was something maybe like crema or something. And then they would do Parmesan and ooh. Then spices. Mm. Oh, so it was like something. It was like Southern style rather than like elote straight up.
Yeah,
it was good. It was like so bad for you, but it was so good. Yeah. But it was like dunk, roll, serve.
Yeah,
I would eat it.
So what? So you see this bread
this man?
This bread man.
The
bread
who is man. The father of a man that you maybe. Want a date, or are you already?
Coy. I was being coy. Are you you want to date him?
Okay,
you're so like throwing going. Yourself at this guy.
So yeah. I think you have to honestly, and maybe it's again because I come from such a judgy family. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying shit until I know how the man thinks
yes.
about it, because he could be embarrassed, and I don't want to like make a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I later might be like, I've never seen anyone do that with bread, and just see what happens, and then if my crush. Is like, it's so cool. I'd be like, yeah, it's so cool. If he says, that's gross. I'd be like, yeah, never seen it. Wow.
Wait, so how's dad doing this? Is dad like...
Like he does it every day. Every meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He's doing
they're
it
eating
with
a lot of corn.
Yeah, it's
a lot
it seems of corn. Like he's doing guys, it with a lot
no,
of boys.
There's really no good stuff in corn.
Oh, you mean like nutritionally?
Yeah.
No, it's not that so good. It just goes straight
to
your
body. Might as well just eat. The bread with all the... I thought the guy was going to eat the bread with all the butter on it, and I was kind of not mad at him.
Well, I think in I think in the 80s, we thought more of corn, I assume.
Yes.
Well, because we were like, vegetable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, corn is just delicious.
You just said he does it 3 times a day every day. This is me concerned now about his health.
This is one thing he indulges in, Ryan.
All right,
like,
all right.
Cut him a break.
All right, you're right.
I think...
I'm keeping my mouth shut
he's a veteran,
until my
okay.
crush says what I'm supposed to think about this.
If he like looks like he does it every day, because here's the thing also, I've gotten in good with someone where even if the crush thinks that something that their parents is doing is embarrassing,
yeah.
if you say it's cool, deep down, they're like, oh, but because you know the whole
yeah.
thing, right? Of like, yeah. I can make fun of my parents,
right.
but
you
can't.
Want appreciation. Mm. No, so, I would never come in sideways
yeah,
on
yeah.
it.
So what I would do is dad doing it in an I'm embarrassed way or... All the time way. Then I'd be like, hey, Mr. So-and-so, that's like really cool. And then he would probably be like really excited about that because
yeah.
dads love when a thing
oh
they're doing
God.
Is cool.
Oh, yeah. And you could say, oh, how did you come up with that?
Yes. Then it's,
oh.
you listen for 25 minutes.
Yep. Because it's a long story.
It's long.
It has a lot of people in it whose names you are never going to remember.
And he's also not going to remember them right on the first try.
No.
So...
And then he's going to have to go back in the
yeah.
story.
And then change
and retell
it.
And you're like, uh-huh.
And he's like, you know what? No, it was Jeff. It was Jeff that actually first taught
oh,
me
Jeff
about
Oh, Jeff that
you
used to work with that you were telling
you know
the side
what?
Story early about?
You know what? I think it was Steve.
Oh. that I get it.
And the clock like, ding, 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 ding.
Your crush has left.
Yeah, so your crush is gone.
So we all had really satisfying Father's Days, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we had really great conversations with our
dads. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. My dad didn't answer the phone when I called him.
Neither did mine. I left a message.
Texted me about a wedding Mad Lib that he got. Huh? And I was like, is this... I couldn't tell, like, if he... So then I responded to his text, and then I was like, Happy Father's Day. And he was like, yeah, thanks. And I'm like, did you...
wow.
Did he think... Had he, like, not checked his messages? And so from his perspective, he was reaching out to me on Father's Day to, like, share a thing? I don't know. We'll never know.
We'll never
ask him.
No, absolutely not.
Mm.
Mm-mm. The one thing that you have to respect from your crush's dad here is his DIY spirit, right?
Absolutely.
That he is figuring out how to butter this corn.
With what he's got at home.
With what he's got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if he threw that bread away, I'd be even more supportive of his DIY ethic. That bread is gross tasting.
On that topic, we're doing DIY ships today.
Yeah,
because
we are.
Toy Story 4 is out, and it features a toy that the kid builds.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So she DIYs that toy.
Sporky. Yeah.
Sporky. Sporky.
Sporky.
Is that his name?
Sporky, Forky?
I thought it was Forky.
Forky? Might be Forky. Might be
well,
Forky.
Let's see. Is he a spork or a fork? That
I
might
believe
be a clue.
He is a spork. I think he has. Okay,
and
I read
such
a
crisis, right?
He's going through some stuff.
Oh, no.
He's
really?
Disposable, right?
Yes, like he wants to dispose of himself.
Right.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because
he's so
like,
dark.
And so
he's like,
he looks very dark and sad.
Woody has
this
to be like, no, you're not allowed to dispose of yourself while a child wants to play with you.
You're
and like,
a
what does
now.
It mean to be and like, what's purpose?
You don't have the right to
no,
get rid of yourself because someone else has utility for you. Is the message.
Whoa, that's fucked.
But Bo Peep's back.
Bo Peep
that's
is
nice.
Back. And Tony Hale's in. And Tony Hale's
in. You hear all about it.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
She's like a fighter now.
I love that, dude. That's so am I mistaken, or this fourth installment of the franchise?
Forky.
Okay. This was written by Rashida Jones, right?
She's got a story credit on it, maybe.
Okay.
That it was what part of what they were working on, and then it got like put back into the processor and made into something else.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. But I could just hearing that very dark, sad shit about Forky.
You getting Celeste
me think,
and Jesse forever?
Exactly. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. This seems like something that sad lady would write. Oh my god! I'm so excited.
She's one of the original story buys.
Yeah.
Okay.
On this. And she left.
I think so.
Because John Lasseter was still on it, but
that's
then ultimately
right.
he is not on it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All that is correct.
Interesting. Anyway, so very sad.
Cool.
But
that's
DIY
exciting
is
for me.
But it looks tight. I want to see it. But yeah, DIY.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go
ahead. I was going to ask if anyone had any DIY ships.
Well, I would love to do mine because it's also related to that hot take.
Okay.
Please. Which is, I don't know, have you guys ever seen the Matthew Broderick 80s classic War Games?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I had thought, like, my whole life that I had seen that. Turned out I was thinking of Project X the whole time.
Oh.
Wait, Project X is the monkey one.
That's the monkey one.
I far prefer Project X.
I far prefer War Games.
Interesting.
And you just saw War Games?
Wait, War Games is the hacking one, right?
Yes. War Games is the hacking
one. Wait, is Ally Sheedy in both ones? Mm-hmm. Which one is Ally Sheedy in?
Ally Sheedy is in War Games.
Okay.
And
is it Leah Thompson in Project X?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I like both these movies.
But I just gotta say, watching at War Games, I was like, oh my God, like, I thought I had seen this. Turns out I hadn't. I fucking love this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, man versus machine, nuclear wars on the fucking mind, you know, 1980s.
Yeah.
What a crazy time. So cool. Hacking is fun. You get super cool, young Matthew Broderick, like, mm-hmm. Right before Ferris Bueller, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that character, David, is kind of like a proto Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
Super rough around the edges. He's like Ferris Bueller if he was a straight-up bad boy. Like, in one of the first scenes, he cusses out his teacher and goes to the principal's office just to steal shit from the principal's office.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Yeah. Whoa,
that's
right?
That's a cool plan.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
So I'm, like, super into this bad boy, which, you know, isn't...
I cannot believe that you're saying that.
I know. It's
like, you hate bad boys.
I was in a mood, I guess.
Yeah.
Like bad boys if they're under 15.
Yeah, you...
like,
oh,
what?
God.
I'm trying to, like,
what is
understand
it?
What this is. What is
bad
about this
literal
bad
boys.
Boy? Bad boys. You don't want bad men.
Do you like white-collar bad boys as opposed to, like...
from the wrong side of the tracks,
like,
bad boys.
Yeah, like...
Who's Rory's boyfriend I hate?
Milo Ventimiglia's character. What's his name? Jesse.
I know, but I don't even want to say it because I can't believe you hate him. he's so hot. What are you, a Dean boy? I can't handle
it.
Like Logan?
No.
Ew, absolutely.
I don't think I ever got to Logan. Wait, which one's Logan? Is
he's
the prep
blonde
school
one?
Guy? Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't think Rory should be dating.
Okay, at you all? Okay, hold on. You really did bail on the show early. She gets to be a grown up.
Yeah, I know. No, I went from like season 3 Gilmore Girls to Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, oh man.
Yes.
Things have changed.
You weren't wishing she had good dates in the past? That's all I wish for her.
Yeah.
For all, every character in Handmaid's Tale, I hope they had all good dates.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you wish for them?
Well, yeah. I can't change the present.
That's literally the only thing you can change.
No, I can fantasize the past better.
So who are we hooking Dave up with?
Well, so I don't...
Is it you?
No, it's not me.
Teenage Colin.
Wait,
Dave?
Is this an omni ship? This is a multi-directional ship?
No. No, honestly, it's not even like a hard ship.
You just have a crush on him? I don't understand.
No.
You just wanted to talk about him.
It's about Ally Sheedy's character, Jennifer, her relationship to Dave, because... It's not even a ship because he's kind of too dumb and kind of a jerk boy and stuff like that, that he's not really getting it. But the whole time I was like, I don't think I've ever seen a character that horny in cinema as Ally Sheedy for Dave in War Games. She's like finding every excuse. She's at his house every day.
Yeah.
She's following him to the arcade. She's like hanging around him after school. She's laying down in his bed.
Yeah.
She's like coming over after a run. In like 80s workout
clothes. No. That's not breathable.
It's midriff.
Yeah, it's cut off sweater sleeves, short.
I'm just like, dude, Dave.
Wake up,
man. But he wants to play video games. Yeah. And he plays some like cool ass thermonuclear war, I believe was the name of the game he decides to play.
Yeah.
So I have to watch it again. I'll do soon because I really want to get into. So I guess this is just like a ship alert.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to be thinking sure. about these two a lot in the future, and okay. I wanted you okay. guys to okay. know.
Thank you. I'm All glad right. that we were among the first.
Okay. I'll rewatch War Games, because it's been a long time
I would
for
rewatch
me.
It, too.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, then,
so here we go.
We should do it.
Yeah.
We should do it.
Good. I look forward to revisiting this in like a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly, do you have a DIY ship?
Yes. Okay. So...
Oh no.
It's the end of the day, you know, at the Taylor household.
yeah.
Jill Taylor has just, you know, she spent a long day listening to her husband just do that noise a lot. And she's tired. You know, she's got a whole house to manage. Whole house to improve. Her husband does the show, but like really all he does is kind of infantilize her and she doesn't like it. And he's like, she's tired. He's like, you know what? I forgot this tool on set. I need you to go pick it up for me.
Ryan already knows or suspects where this is going.
And she's like, fine, I'm really tired, but I'll do it. So she goes over in there.
I can't wait to find out who's still on set. Both answers are good.
It's a huge...
There's some options.
So she's trying to lift this just like big... it's like a saw. It's huge. It's a big saw.
He left his table saw on set.
He wanted to go pick it up.
Jill to pick it up.
Yeah, well, he's busy because he has to prep for something.
Uh-huh.
So she's like trying to load it in the car. It's so heavy.
Oh, no.
And then... From behind her, these hands, larger than her husband's, beefier, catch it right as it's about to fall. And she's like, what is this? And she's like, I'm not going to turn around. I'm just going to feel this moment. And it's like a broader frame than her husband. A more bearded frame than her husband. And it's a full like 35 seconds of them just breathing. And
so hot.
Yeah, him
the standing
butt
to crut.
Yeah,
butt
to fret. and then the figure leaves and she's like, who was that? But she remembers a certain smell. It's like a mix of.
She has no idea who it was. She didn't turn around for 30 seconds.
She has some ideas.
She has some ideas.
She doesn't want to admit
to herself because it's so forbidden.
Oh, no, she can't.
She can't. But it's like this certain smell of like a mix of sawdust
And Michael Jordan cologne.
Michael Jordan cologne and just man. Yes. And she's like, okay, locking that in, whatever.
Yeah.
Cut to Christmas party hosted at the Taylor's house.
Okay.
Tim is, you know, he's out in the living room, yucking it up, being the star of attention, blah, blah, blah. She's trying to unload these, like, spinach rolls. And, oh, God, they almost slip out.
But then
a familiar figure behind her.
Oh,
and
my
this
God.
Time, she freezes. And then a voice says, just let them burn. And she closes the oven and turns around and macks hard on Al Borland.
Yes. They have an open floor plan.
Yeah,
their
it's
kitchen,
right there.
Their living room. You can't mac with Al in the kitchen.
Okay. No, man, Tim's in the backyard.
He was in the living room.
Oh, he's like doing like a Christmas.
Like doors open. He can just walk back and forth between the two.
Do they move to the garage?
They,
I'm just worried that this mag is going to get, like, cut off too early.
No. So they're like macking and then they're moving to the garage.
Perfect.
Macking and moving.
Ooh, I got a pitch for that.
Yeah.
Jill's like, you know, I never got that saw out of the back of my station wagon. We can get that out right now.
Yes. And he's like, I can help with that.
And now there's all this empty space in the back of the station wagon.
Yes! They do it in the back of the station wagon.
All right. I mean, honestly, if there's anyone who should be a cuck,
they both deserve so much better than Tim Taylor.
I know. He sucks.
And then Jill has to go to Tim and is like, I'm leaving you for Al.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, come on. We got to work this out. And she just goes, I don't think so, Tim.
And he goes, credits.
I was really worried it was going to be Wilson. Like, really worried.
No, so when you saw my worry,
I
was debating between Wilson and Al, and I was like, Wilson is a little too gross.
Well, and Wilson is like Tim's only
friend.
Real friend. Like, Wilson is the only person Tim is himself with in the world.
Yeah.
So for Jill to have an affair with him would be so...
Perhaps more deserved.
But it would be kind of cruel. Whereas, like, Al gets shit on by Tim all the time. Like,
yeah. He gets a little victory.
There's like a lot of there would be fire from both sides. Yeah. It would work.
Yeah.
Also, without Wilson, doesn't Tim Taylor go like full on? If Jill left him and he didn't have Wilson, wouldn't he go full on incel and just
sure.
He would be insufferable? That show would change immediately.
For sure,
he'd
for
kind
sure.
of become Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
And not woke
not
Tim Allen,
Tim
obviously.
359.
359.
I
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's
real
good.
That was great. Thank you.
Ooh, what a sexy roller coaster
ride. Kind of sexy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tim would try to fire him, but then Al would just have a better show.
Yeah,
that was more successful.
Here's the thing. I think Al goes over to HGTV and becomes an associate producer on This Old House.
Yeah, he does.
Pays much better than public access.
Hours are better.
Room for room to rise within the show.
Yeah.
Like, he could be story editing within a couple of years.
Oh, my God.
Al's whole life, you know, behind the camera, maybe that's where he really blossoms. Not to say he's not great.
No, he's
in front
great,
of the
but
camera.
I get it. And then, we fast forward, like, 20 years. Tool Time's been canceled for about 6. And Al invites Tim to lunch and offers him a show on HGTV 3.
Wow.
But you know who can't take it because he has... too much pride.
You think he hasn't grown in the 20 years?
No, he has not.
No.
I think he's just doubled
it's
down.
Just like one of those moments where you're like, this is your chance to not be a worthless person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Wait, do you think Tool Time ever goes off the air? Like, or he just stays in that rut forever?
I think it gets canceled. Honestly, without Al.
Mm. Yeah, how does anything get done?
Pamela Anderson. Then you lose Al.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Also, and when he says he won't take it, he lies and says it's because he has another gig lined up. And then, but here's the thing. Al, oh my God, Ryan just did a symbol for killing himself. He says he has another gig lined up, and Al never bothers to check if that's true.
Oh, that's sad. Mm-hmm. That is sad.
Well, he gave him a window.
Gave him a shot.
Pass, and it's like, that's great, man. I'm happy that you got another show. See you never.
Yeah.
Do you think that any of, whether or not this lovely cuckolding story plays out, do you think that in the universe of Tool Time,
Home improvement. Sorry.
Yeah. It's tough.
I do the same thing.
I do the same too.
In the world of home improvement, do you think that in 2019, any of those sons visited their father on Father's Day?
They called, but he didn't pick up.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah. And they would like send.
Yeah. JTT like sent flowers.
Yeah.
No, and Tim didn't get it.
Yeah, he was just like, what is this? Yeah.
Now I got a homework assignment. Yeah. I got to take care of these flowers.
And Wilson it just shook his head.
Yeah, just, shakes the top
Wilson's
of his head.
Passed, unfortunately.
You think? Oh, yeah. Bummer.
I know, it's really sad.
Oh, yeah.
And I think maybe that's the first time they were all together again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then Al was sort of like, I'm going to try to come up with a project for Tim. Because he doesn't look like he's doing so great.
No, yeah.
I mean, no one's going to be doing great at Wilson's funeral, obviously. He's a lovely guy.
Here's another thing. So Tim thinks that he's going to be, like, the celebrity at the funeral. And two things happen. One is there's way more people there that he just never even knew existed. Yep. And mm-hmm. he realizes that he was, like, not that big of a part of Wilson's life.
Wilson is, like, an oracle on a bunch of different sitcoms he never sees.
Yeah, exactly.
And he lived a very full life. He's traveled the world.
Yeah.
And then when Al shows up, everyone's like, oh, Al Borland. Oh, can I get your autograph?
No. Oh, my God. And you know what? I know that this is a fantasy of a season of a show that never existed.
Sure.
But I think that episode would have so many good guest stars. Like, you know, Al and Aldo would show up.
Yes.
And it turned out that they were in the Korean War together.
Yes.
And then.
Yes.
So he's Hawkeye?
Yeah. No Hawkeye is
Alan,
there.
Alan Aldo is Hawkeye.
Like, Hawkeye knows him.
It's not Alan Alda, it's Hawkeye Pierce.
Hawkeye is there.
And the guy that looks like Will Ferrell. Who's his best friend?
Radar?
No, not Radar. Oh, the other guy.
No, the other guy
that looks exactly like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
Interesting. I want to see
see this show.
I know. Like,
the ship is good, but I like just the downfall of Tim Taylor.
Yeah, downfall of Tim Taylor.
We don't have the budgets or the people or the IP. But we could make a short that is Wilson's funeral.
Oh, my God.
All right,
they do an open casket, but it's just like an eighth of the casket opens.
Did you just see the lower part?
Just the top of his face.
That's funny. I think we should do it.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
We'll do it. What about you?
So my DIY ship, it turns out I'm still not done talking about Always Be My Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
It's very good.
So I don't think Marcus ends up staying with Sasha. Is that her name? Is that Ali Wong?
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving you that look of confusion.
They don't.
Like, it's a rom com.
They're not going to stay together.
It ends with.
I know. But at the end of the movie, they're still too incompatible. Her lifestyle is still so different from his. And, like, their coming back together is based on this weird, like, lie where he thought they were getting successful, but she was just buying all their merchandise.
Yeah, I did not feel like the final act of that film lived up to the rest of the film.
Yeah, that's pretty typical of rom-coms, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay, so I can go with you, though I do still think it's a good rom-com.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But Marcus decides that, like, the one thing that is totally true from all of this is that, like, he does need to shake his shit up, right?
Yeah.
He needs to experience other places, other things, he needs to experience more. So he's like, I'm going to go on a trip. And he spins the globe and he points, lands on Ireland. He's like, great, going to Ireland.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's like, and you know, I'll book some gigs at coffee shops and play music at them and whatever.
Just him?
Just him, because the rest of the guys aren't going to go with him.
So the whole band is abandoned.
The band
so it's
is
just
defunct.
Him and the keys and it's him just rapping over
the keys.
He
does rap over the keys.
Right.
Okay. He could play a track and rap over it.
He could get a lot better at keys and do like a Reggie Watts thing.
He could.
Yeah. He, and again, he's got a lot of room to grow.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So one of his first nights out when he's over there and he's got a show tomorrow, but he's checking out the place. And he sees a dude playing guitar. He's like playing some really sad songs about lost lady love. And it is Glenn Hansard's character from Once.
What?
This is
for Marcus. What is Once?
Once is
Falling Slowly.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Oh, man. It's a movie with Glenn Hansard of, what's the name of his band? And Marketa Yaglova. These two musicians, they make this movie about making an album together and like sort of falling in love, but not really being able to express it to each other. And then like she leaves with her husband, and like it's a super sad movie,
but very beautiful.
Very beautiful,
and
yeah.
A movie that, unlike Always Be My Maybe, was fairly satisfying and to me in its arc.
Yeah,
I feel like they did a good job of that movie.
I agree, but they don't end up together at the end. So, he goes off to like explore his own thing.
Okay.
But as he goes on, as Glenn Hansard's character, who's just named Guy, I guess. The characters' names are just Guy and Girl.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's that kind of movie.
It is that kind of movie.
It is a sweet movie, and the music is like...
It's awesome.
The music's lovely.
But the thing that you will notice if you listen to the one soundtrack is that the best songs are the ones that they collaborate on.
It's true.
The songs that are just him or the songs that are just her, not that good. It's the ones that they're doing together. And Glenn Hansard is finding this now as he's playing songs all by himself. They're just not that good.
Yeah.
He needs someone to collaborate with.
He needs a talk rapper.
He needs a talk rapper with some rap keys. And
I don't know if their music is good.
I think they will have good adventures. I think it will be a growth experience for both of them.
Mm-hmm. And it may just be like a double build like act. Then like they play a little bit on some songs together.
Yes.
They're not a band.
Okay.
Right, but like they produce each other's records and like they learn a lot. They travel. They
collab. Are you gonna go to all their shows?
No, probably not.
I think I would wait for the EP 100%.
I mean,
I'd wait for Spotify.
Yeah, we'd see them if they were at the bootleg, you know?
Sure.
No, that's true. That would be a good show.
That would be a great show.
Sure. Okay. All
right. It's like, the
cover is never more than $15 at that venue. Like, let's go.
But I think both of these guys need, like, someone to collaborate with. Like, I don't know if it's not a romantic ship, I don't think.
Mm.
I think they're both so, like, sad sack in love that it would be, I don't think it would be, like, fun. If they did fall in love,
they would just write songs about each other.
Yeah, they would write songs. Yeah,
but then also about other people too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ugh.
But
they would make great music, I guess.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
It would be interesting music.
Interesting is right.
Ryan, you got a DIY ship?
I do, and it's not romantic.
Okay,
but it's also an excuse to talk about a Netflix movie that I really really like.
Yay.
It's a movie. Have you guys seen See You Yesterday?
No.
Oh, I didn't watch it yet. It looks amazing.
I won't do any spoilers, but it is about two teens who are best friends, CJ and Sebastian, who invent time travel.
Okay.
And then, but like in the most DIY, like garage way possible.
Yeah, the time machine prop is beautiful.
Yeah, it's like
I love it so much.
And it's cool. Very, it's like steampunk looking. It's very cute. And the movie itself is, for a time travel movie, is pretty heavy. It is more like, it almost feels like it's more of a drama than, you know, a Back to the Future or
less adventure-y and more.
Yeah. I guess the first time you see Back to the Future, when like it seems like there's real peril. There's some heavy drama moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
there's
it's
some almost
still...
rapes and stuff. Until you know that's not going to happen, it's very upsetting.
Sure.
But the tone is very different. But anyway, so it's CJ and Sebastian. CJ is kind of the like, she's a bit of a hothead, and she is like, she's like the driving force. And in some ways, Sebastian's her sidekick, but at the same time, like he contributes a lot to their science. And they're both working on building this time machine in order to win a scholarship to go to college. But it's just like the DIY aesthetic for them is so cool. The story told is like so much key. Their friendship is really key to the whole thing. Aww. And once you guys see it, we can talk spoilers.
Yay! I
highly recommend this movie.
Nice.
And that relationship is key to the whole thing.
Awesome. I don't know if this makes you spoil it, but where do they go in time? Like where?
They have limitations, so it's like I think it's 2 weeks is as far back as they can go.
Oh, that's interesting.
I really don't want to spoil it.
They do
beyond just like let's go back in time and experience going back in time. They very quickly get a mission, and then the rest of the movie is them trying to succeed at that mission.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, it's good. There's stuff to talk about when you see it.
All right, so we got to watch War Games
yep.
uh-huh.
and See You Yesterday.
You got to watch War Games. See you yesterday. Rewatch Always Be My Maybe. And we write also have to go write Wilson's funeral, produce. Right. And shoot. I think we should at least reach out to Wilson. I don't know that Tim Allen has to be in it.
Well, we do want. We need to free woke Tim Allen.
First, we have to free woke Tim Allen.
He'll be in it.
Oh, he will. And he'll get us Jill.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God. That's another movie I want to watch. Is woke Tim Allen being freed.
Yeah.
By us?
Yes. And then a documentary.
That's the movie we need to make.
Going and meeting with all the people who've been dealing with Tim Allen for all these years.
Yeah.
And mending relationships.
Right. Yes.
Oh, my God. I want to get to the bottom of this. Tim Allen. I've been seeing a lot of Tim Allen and Tom Hanks promotional stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And like, it makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all to find out that Tom Hanks is a high-ranking member of the Illuminati and possibly even Tim Allen clones.
That was not where I thought this was going.
Tim Allen clones, like, sort of keeper. You know, he's the one who keeps the Tim Allen clone on a leash and keeps him on track.
He's the only one powerful enough to control him.
I think that maybe is it. So when us and woke Tim Allen go to destroy Tim Allen clone, we find out that that's a mini boss, and our final battle is with Tom Hanks.
I don't know, guys.
And,
he's heartbreaking.
He's got the Zoltar machine right there, and he says, "I want to be big," and then we have to fight a 30-foot tall.
Oh no,
Tom Hanks!
Oh no,
the city will turn against us.
That's
we'll
true.
Not just be fighting Tom Hanks.
Then
we'll
we
be fighting
on the
everyone.
Run because the Illuminati will be like, these four podcast shippers have killed beloved
it's
actor Tom Hanks.
Classic, and then, classic, like our faces on wanted posters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And we have to take this. We have to take this whole shipping train on pirate radio.
For some reason, I'm picturing this as very steampunk. Like we're living in like a steampunk world.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Riding trains and shit.
Like a panning shot of like wanted, and it's like, like you hear the sound of a steam engine, like choo choo.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that the cover of the X-Men Days of Future Past with all like the posters
of
that.
Yes, like apprehended.
There's a deceased picture, like, sticker over Colin's face.
What?
just presumed.
Okay. Oh my God. Wow. He had to pick one of us. I'm glad it wasn't me, but.
Me too. We all see where the cards lie.
I mean, Colin's right across from
it's
me.
It's fine. No, it's fine. Like, I don't mind being fridged if it gives you guys
oh my God.
Something to work towards, you know?
Well, that'll be a fun twist, is that you're actually alive.
Yeah. Sure. I was captured by the Illuminati, and now
so
I'm
you're
living.
Be turned for a minute. We're going to have to unturn you.
Green Ranger.
We think that it's a clone, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're like, oh, God, how are we going to do this? We have to fight a calling clone that sucks. Mm-hmm. And then, like, one moment where, like, you say something that's like, we know it's really you. Mm-hmm. And then we're like,
he just goes, hella teenage Colin.
Oh, and then we go, got it.
I was going to say, I feel like
we've
talked about this
before. Kelly still knocks you out.
I still knock you out, and I'm like, it had to be done.
I freeze, because I'm like,
yeah.
But Kelly's like, nope.
I'm like, we'll deal with them later.
Have we established, like, secret passwords to let each other know that it's us and not a clone or a robot?
I only know when it's for sure not Ryan.
Yeah, yes. We figured that one out.
If it's not Ryan, she's wearing yoga pants and flip-flops. In the city.
On a city's dirty
on a city street.
Walking around fountain and flip-flops. Yeah. So like, it's a clone.
It's a clone, or I need to be taken to a mental health facility. Like, things are going badly.
Yeah.
Seek help.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to say what our secret things will be on the show, because then a listener could take our place.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what made me think of it, because, like, hella teenage Colin, like, you know, anyone.
Well, now that's out.
Oh,
right,
that's
so it's burned.
Yeah, assume.
Yeah.
Well,
just like we couldn't ask clone me what he feels about spoilers.
Oh, because everyone knows.
Because that's common knowledge.
Yeah, common knowledge.
Yeah. We got to work this out.
We got
to
work it out.
Some good.
I almost just asked the listeners to tweet at us what our passwords would be, but that won't work either.
It's the same.
Ooh, no. That shipple like nipple and dip like nips. Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.